Leia turned her attention back to the fog, and soon the verdant finger of a vine-covered spire could be seen jutting up at the end of the channel. If Han did not break until the last second, the mapping skiff following them would have no time to avoid a crash. Nor finally saw what they were planning.
No!
He shrieked the word with both mouths.
My people could never inhabit a planet won through murder.
Okay. Han pulled the control yoke back and the Falcon began to climb free of Bo-Rao's clouds. The world grabbers win again.
Sorry to hear that,
Kip said over the comm.
But you'll have a freer rein in the Maltorian belt. There are no gray areas with 3-Eye.
Not so fast, kid. We haven't said we're going.
But Jaina
is in the unknown regions, Han said. That's the point. Kip, give us a second. Leia muted the comm mic, then asked, What are you thinking?
You know what I'm thinking, Han said. You're thinking the same thing.
I suppose I am. Leia sighed. You know there's no sense going after them.
Them? Han asked. Jaina and Loey and...
And Jason. Leia's eyes were closed. It feels like he's on the move, too.
Another reason to go, Han said.
5 years is too long. Leia reactivated the channel. Sorry, Kip, we can't help you, she said. Han and I have other plans.
The unknown object lay directly ahead of Jade Shadow, a crooked oval of darkness the size of a human thumb. Sensor reading suggested a body about as dense as ice, which would have been a rare, though not impossible thing to find, floating around loose in the interstellar void. But infrared measurements placed the core temperature at somewhere between warm and sweltering, and the spectrograph showed a halo of escaped atmosphere that suggested living inhabitants. Mara had already sensed as much through the Force. She could feel a strange presence within the object, diffuse and ancient and utterly huge. There were also other more familiar life forms, smaller, distinct, and somehow enclosed within the haze of the larger being. But there was no hint of Jaina or the other strike team members, nor of the urgent summons they had reported from these coordinates. Mara glanced at an activation reticle in the front of the cockpit. A small section of the Shadow's plexalloy canopy opaqued into a mirror, and she turned her attention to Luke and Saba Sebatine, who were seated high behind her in the co-pilot's and navigator's chairs.
Time to reconnoiter? She asked.
What's recon... recoin... recoy?
The question came from behind Luke's chair, where a freckle-faced boy with red hair and fiery blue eyes stood peering around the edge of the flight deck hatchway.
What's that?
Reconnoiter, Ben. It means take a look. A smile came to Mara's heart at the sight of her son, but she forced a stern tone. Aren't you supposed to be playing with Nana?
Nana's game module is for little kids, he complained. She was trying to make me play Teeks and Ewoks.
And why aren't you? Luke asked.
I turned her off.
How? Mara asked.
Her power switch is hidden under her neck armor.
Ben looked away as casually as a young boy could.
I tricked her into bending down and showing it to me.
Promise me you won't do that again, Luke said. Nana can't protect you if you shut her down.
I promise.
Good, Luke said.
Maybe you should go reactivate her.
But we're there! I want to see Jaina!
Jaina isn't here anymore, Mara said. Now do as your father says.
Mara hooked her thumb toward the main cabin. Go power up Nana and stay with her until we figure out where Jaina is.
Ben didn't argue, but neither did he turn to go.
If Ben doesn't wish to go, this one will watch him.
Saba spun her chair around and winked a slit-pupiled eye at him.
He can sit on her lap.
Eyes widening, Ben spun on his heel and disappeared down the access corridor. Saba sissed in amusement.